The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Statman, with you on this Monday, the 26th already of June 2017. Did I get that right, Mike? Okay, you pay attention here. And do I have my usual, or should I say my unusual guest for Monday?
Probably unusual guest.
Yeah, but you're usually here.
Yes, this is true.
Oh, buddy boy, I'm telling you, when the world ain't right and you got to sit around and figure out why it ain't right, you know how much brain power that takes?
I don't think we have enough of it.
What, chaos or brain power to figure
brain
it out?
Brain power to figure it out.
By the way, I received a donation, and this lovely woman, thank you, Susan, if you're listening today. She sent in the mail a $300 donation, and she said, "Hi, my brother came and put in a satellite dish so that I could get RBN and RT. I couldn't ask for more. I am so pleased. And I thank you for all that you do. God bless you and all. I am elderly and on a very limited income, but please accept what I am sending to keep you on the air. I would really miss you." Thank you, Susan. I appreciate that very much. A lot of funky things going on. The strangeness, my friend, in Illinois is getting stranger. Let me back up and grab the story that I have posted, because I want to make a little addition to this. And I have some, how should I say, how do I want to word this? I have some theories as to what possibly might be going on. By the way, while I'm looking for that, you might have heard, or maybe not, Joyce Riley died Sunday of bone cancer. And a day or so before that, Dr. Michael Kaufman died of cancer. Do you know who Michael Kaufman is, Ron?
It sounds familiar.
Well, he should, because he was one of the preeminent on Agenda 21 in UN.
Oh, yeah.
One of the nicest men, and I mean this, folks. You know, a lot of people make judgment on what they hear in a presentation. If it's a YouTube video and it's a speech and it's been taped and you're watching video, or you're listening to a program and you're listening to somebody talk, a lot of people will try to build out from that they know the person, right? And that's a natural inclination. You know, if a dog comes up to you wagging its tail and takes a chunk out of you, that was kind of a deception, but you still have a chunk out of you, right? Well, a lot of people have had misgivings, and they wait for just one thing to be a little bit off, and they go, "Oh, see, I told you, that person was no good, blah, 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 blah. He doesn't believe like I do, so the hell with him," you know. We have this ability to make judgments. Now, as I grow older, and I'm going to be a year older in 3 days, and don't you dare wish me a happy birthday. He's remained silent.
Well, you have one. I don't want to say the reverse of it.
No,
but don't have a happy birthday.
Oh, no, it's, look, it's a remember. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Did you go back every year so your mother could rebirth you every year?
I wouldn't want to experience that.
Well, I'm sure you wouldn't, especially if you reach the age of enlightenment and you know how babies are made and the birds and the bees work. Yeah, I could see that would be rather bothersome. Hence, this is why I've said, and I think this the whole thing was cooked up by a greeting card company like Hallmark, that, you got a birthday, 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 birthday. And it's a countdown to your eventual end. You know, you will never get any younger. The day you were born, the only thing you're on this earth to do is to live your small allotted time, and you get older every day. So I always remind people, it's a remembrance day. Your mama only birthed you once, and then you hold this vigil every year to celebrate a birthday. Well, I never really quite looked at it as a celebration of 1 year older, because we all know that we have to shuffle off this mortal coil one day. And folks, they're lying to you. The only two things in this life you can be sure of is death and taxes. Well, cut out the tax. If you live like a hermit someplace or up under a bridge somewhere, you're not paying taxes. Well, maybe if you buy a quart of beer at the Stop and Rob, you'll pay tax on it. But by and large, the only thing that's guaranteed in your life is one day you will die. That's it. So I take a little different tact here with this this birthday mayhem stuff. I just don't.
Well, I have to say, you're missing two very valuable elements to a birthday.
Which is?
Cake and presents.
So if you don't have anybody around, you have to buy your own presents and bake your own cake? No!
Hey.
No, you got a wife and you got grandkids out there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's worth a little gathering and stuffing your face with empty calories and opening up a few gifts. And everybody sings happy birthday and that's it. Then you get to turn around and do it for them, right?
Absolutely.
I think it's a selfish motive myself. You know, you do unto others expecting them to do the same to you. Or for you. Or to you.
Well, see, it's also, there's actually a third element involved, and that is if you're asked to do something, you say, oh, it's my birthday, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the fun of a birthday.
Mikey, where is my story here about the Illinois lottery? Is that still up? Now, I have an update to this. And where the hell is it? 16.4 million Americans think chocolate milk comes from brown cows. Mike, where is that story? Can you get that up for me, please? Is it already in the archive? I'm sorry? Look, I got headphones on and you're talking through a double pane glass. I'm sorry, what? You posted it Friday. Well, that's not what I'm asking. Where is it so I can refer to it? Because being on the air here, do you have the Jeopardy tune you can play there for a minute or two? I know it's not up there, I just looked. Okay, any rate.
So were you a Jeopardy's fan?
Not until I found out Alex Trebek was still living with Mama. I thought there was something very wrong with that. No, when I was younger, I would watch games like Concentration and, and game shows like that. Sure, because you could get something out of it. It wasn't just, you know, win the grand prize, you know, whatever. You actually learn things if you were paying attention.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Groucho Marx was one of my favorites as a kid. The questions he'd ask.
I'm sorry, did he ever tell you anything that you didn't know?
Well, yeah. As a little boy, I even saw Phyllis Diller on there for the first time, you know, before she became an actress.
Well, I'm
answering questions. That's, if your listeners remember Phyllis Diller, I don't know.
I think you might be dating yourself.
Okay.
I think the younger millennials out there would think that was some kind of pickle or a gherkin. Okay. Did you find it? Oh, good. Post it up on my screen so I can refer to it. Yeah, the weekend board ops didn't do any updates, on, and they didn't post stories. So you got the pleasure of Dan and Mikey here doing the updates that my lackadaisical weekend people did not do. There's something to be said when you're... But I don't want to be here 7 days a week. Okay, we have the story? Okay, post it on my screen if you would, please. This is only taking way too long. There it is. Okay. Now, you've heard about, Ron, you've heard about the budget problem that they're having in Illinois?
Oh, yes. Not paying?
Yeah. Well, here it is, the 26th. Let me see. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. Oops, there's only four more days left to this month. And on the news today, they said, oh, they haven't had a budget in 2 years. No, that's off by a third. They haven't had a budget in Illinois in almost 3 years. So the Multi-State Lottery Association, that's what they call them, that run the Powerball and the Mega Millions and the lottery games, intends on dropping Illinois from its game due to concerns over the state's fiscal crisis, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. Well, that's probably going to happen in 3 days. Now, what's happened here is they are one rating above, and this is a little skinny point or on the scale above junk bond status. Okay, story is out today in the media that well, it doesn't look like they're going to be able to get a budget done. They're going to lose their lottery thing. Could you imagine on a big lottery, Ron? Say that you you hit the mega millions, and say that it was $30 million, and I've seen these things climb to $400 million, almost a half a billion dollars, and there might be one or two people that hit that lottery. Okay, in order to hit that, and let's use $30 million as a figure, or say $100 million, that's easier. The state and Fed is going to take $30 million of that right off the top, and they didn't do a damn thing. You went and bought a ticket, okay? They didn't mail you a dollar to go play the lottery, and then they get 30% off of your winnings, which would seem to be a more fair and equitable thing to do. But having said that, they'll skim off anywhere from 30 to 40%, depending on what state you're in. Now, the odds of you hitting a big lottery are some 300 million to one. So here you are, and it always cracks me up. I've heard this repeatedly. People will walk in and buy a lottery ticket, and the person behind the counter will look at him in all earnest, you know, and look at him and say, just one ticket? And it always fascinated me. Well, what? You want me to spend $2 to increase my odds? It's 300 million to one. So you think me buying another ticket's going to increase my odds? No, it's going to be pure dumb. You're going to get struck by lightning before you hit this damn lottery. That's the kind of luck you need. Okay, so having said all that, you hit the lottery in Illinois, and you paid your dollar, and you hit $100 million. And the state doesn't have the money to pay you. Now you beat the 300 million to one odds. Now your odds are greater that your state will never pay you off. This is why the lottery association is going, you know what? You got a bunch of pissed off people that have hit some pretty big lotteries in your state, and they're pounding on your doors going, give me my money. And rightfully they should. Okay? I'm not sanctioning or saying gambling or anything else is good, but, you know, be that as it may, it is what it is. So today, and it's been suggested, by the way, very quietly, Ron, and you're going to like this one. If the state, the bond rate is lowered to junk status, they've already had 750,000 people that used to be taxpayers, mind you, in the state of Illinois. They have already left. Okay, so we're not even going to have a lottery game. So if you do manage to scrape up a buck and spend it and you hit it, we're not going to pay you any damn way. Ron, they're actually talking about breaking Illinois up as a state and ceding the lands to the other connecting states.
Wow.
Now, in Illinois right now, here's the breakdown. They've got almost $15 billion in unpaid bills. And I'm not including the lottery winnings here, okay? This is something separate. $7 billion structural budget deficit. And right now, in the state of Illinois, I think they've got 72 or 73 road projects that have commenced or are soon to commence. Those are going to stop by this Friday, okay? So the repair on the infrastructure shuts down. But here's the Mac Daddy of them. They have $251 billion of unfunded pension liabilities. That money is not there. So what we're saying here is Illinois, and everybody thought it was going to be California first, looks like Illinois, looks like we might end up with actually 49 states here before all said and done. Now, the sneaky thing about this is, wasn't Rahm Emanuel chief of staff for Barack Obama? Ron?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who do you think I'm talking to here?
Well, I you know, sometimes you'll ask a question and answer.
No. It wasn't a rhetorical question, sir. That required a response from you. Okay, but anyhow. So Rahm Emanuel, he's in the White House, man. He's chief of staff for Barack Obama. And then he goes to Chicago, Illinois, to be a mayor of Chicago. I don't know who the governor is there, but was this Rahm Emanuel's job to sit there in the state's biggest city and run it into the ground, add to the deficits? I don't know. That's a rhetorical question. Doesn't require an answer. But you know, here again. For all of this talk, and they're still trying to pass the national health care, we got five senators are withholding, and they're hell-bent for leather to pass national health care. The majority of Americans sniff this one out. They have said themselves, no, a free market fix to this problem is the answer. Government, get the hell out of it. Quit piling the cash into the insurance companies, which they don't really give a crap about you. Some of these companies only pay out 20%, and guess what? They look at that 80% of, hey, that's profit for us. Ron, if you ran a car dealership and you ran at an 80% profit, how long do you think you'd be in business?
Not very long.
Well, and somebody from some state regulatory or federal regulatory would swoop down on you like the proverbial sword of Damocles over your scrawny little neck. But no, the insurance companies can get away with it and have been for a number of years. This whole old bummer health care, Affordable Care Act, excuse me, turned out to be neither affordable or constitutional. And you saw the way the Supreme Court ruled on this. Mandating that everybody buy insurance? That's the wrong question. We'll answer you this way. Oh, well, the government has the ability to lay and collect taxes. There you go. That's our opinion. Well, wait a minute. The real question is, does the government have the right to make you contract, period? I don't give a damn if it's for health care or anything else. Can the federal government mandate you and make you sign a contract? Now, Ron, I don't know about you, but I think there's something highly suspicious about somebody even suggesting something like that.
Right, because there's no meeting of the minds at that point. Compulsion into a contract, there's no meeting of the minds. That violates contract law.
Well, and you would think, I mean, people have the right. They have their God-given rights, and then we have our constitutional rights, which they've separated God from the Constitution, and that was no accident. But here we have a situation where we don't have a constitution that our government, and it wasn't written for us, okay? This is what most people do not understand. This constitution was written for the government, not as a guideline, not as a, you know, if you stick pretty close to this, you're going to be okay. No, the constitution was drawn up for the government so they wouldn't color outside of the lines, the prescribed lines that were hard and fast. No equivocation here. Let's take this break. Frank in New Hampshire, hang on a second. Ron McDonald's my guest today. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Well, the magic's from what you gonna do when things go wrong? What you gonna do when it all packs up? What you gonna do when your love burns down? What you gonna do when the flames go up? Who's gonna come and turn the tides? What's it gonna take to make a dream survive? Who's gonna try to come and storm aside?
There's an office pool going on right now. Willie Nelson. Hold on a second here. Julie? How many years has Willie been doing the July 4th thing?
73.
Okay. The ongoing bet in the office is Willie Nelson, since 1973, has been doing a July 4th concert. And there's only one problem. July 4th here in Texas, folks, you might as well butter yourself up like a baked potato and sit in the sun, and you'll be ready to eat in about an hour and a half. And I started this might seem a little tacky, seeing as I opened up the show telling people who's died recently. But I said, my joke was to the secretary here, Julie, is Willie ain't going to make it. Willie's like 86, 87 years old, something like that. He ain't going to make it to July 4th. And I said, why don't they hold it in May? You know, the temperatures are like in the 80s here in Texas. Well, how can you do a July 4th celebration in May? I said, what other venue in the state of Texas can hold 50, 80, 100,000 people? Oh, wait a minute. I know of one. It's called Dallas Stadium that seats 100,000 plus, and you could be air-conditioned. And Willie wouldn't die of a heat stroke trying to do a concert. Could you imagine this 86-year-old out in the heat here in Texas performing, walking around on stage? I mean,
No.
And it's to the point of ridiculous. At any rate, Frank in New Hampshire, thanks for holding, Frank.
My pleasure. Maybe they can convince him to wear one of those cool suits. You know those high-tech cool suits they make for military applications?
I am not aware of it, but it sounds technologically possible.
Yep. Listen, I was calling in to talk about the low-power FM issue again. I called a few years ago, and you instructed me as to where I could get some equipment and set up power station. Well, and I've gotten pretty good at it and set up several. And the reason why I'm calling is to sit help regarding.
Okay, well, I hope the stations you're setting up are operating better than your phone is right now, because I'm getting blank spots here.
I apologize for that. They do. They're actually quite successful in really good locations, and I run them all remotely, so I can basically, you know.
Okay, you blanked out again there, guy.
An unlimited number of stations I could run from home, because I can program them from here. So anyway, I'm offering people that really good location, okay. Very high.
Okay, now it's getting worse. I'm only getting two words out of every seven that you speak. All right, I'll tell you what, Frank. Do me a favor, find a better locale for, or get on a hard line and give me a call into the show tomorrow. Can you do that?
Sure, I'll do that.
Okay, thank you, Frank, very much. I appreciate it. All right. So anyhow, I smell something amiss here, Ron. And they're hell-bent for leather on doing this Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare Lite, or 2.0, whatever you call it. And I'm smelling something maybe of a possible bailout for the states to keep them functioning, because Illinois is not the only one having problems paying their bills. You're in California. What is the state budget? What's the deficit in California? Do you have any idea?
I don't have an idea on that.
And they're not coming forth with the information, are they?
I'm sure I could gather it, but my interest in it is, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, you could say it about the people in Illinois. One morning they wake up and they no longer have a state.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that might make a little change. But point being is there are many states that are having budget problems. And if you guys remember, you listeners out there remember, what was I saying 6-7 years ago about your retirement funds or your pension funds? If you can, get the hell out of them as soon as you can and buy precious metals with them. Well, what do you think if their shortfall is $251 billion in unfunded pension liabilities in Illinois and state goes belly up? You going to have any sort of pension? I don't think so. So that money is gone. Been stolen, basically. Let's take bottom of the hour break. My guest today, Ron McDonald.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad.
Paul Craig Roberts says, on June 21, the editorial board of the Washington Post, long a propaganda instrument believed to be in cahoots with the CIA and the deep state, called for more sanctions and more pressure on Russia. Ron, the latest here is that, well, it isn't Donald Trump that was in cahoots with Russia. It had to have been Barack Obama. Yeah. Paul Craig Roberts says, one second's thought is sufficient to realize how bad this advice is. The orchestrated demonization of Russia and its president began in the late summer of 2013 when the British Parliament and a Russian diplomacy blocked the neocon Obama regime's planned invasion of Syria. An example had to be made of Russia and other countries that began standing up to Washington. Now, while the Russians, you want to talk about influencing elections, how's this one? While the Russians were focused on the Sochi Olympic Games, Washington staged a coup in the Ukraine, replacing the elected democratic government with a gang of Banderite neo-Nazi thugs whose forebears fought for Hitler in World War II. Washington claimed it had brought democracy to Ukraine by putting neo-Nazi thugs in control of the government. Goes on to say that Washington's thugs immediately began violent attacks on Russian population in Ukraine. Soviet war memorials were destroyed. The Russian language was declared banned from official use. And instantly, separatist movements began in the Russian part of the Ukraine that had been administratively attached to the Ukraine by the Soviet leaders. Crimea, a Russian province since the 1700s, voted overwhelmingly to separate from Ukraine and requested to be united, or reunited, I should say, with Russia. The same occurred in other regions as well. Now, these independent actions were misrepresented by Washington and the prostitutes, who whore for the Washington as a Russian invasion, despite all facts to the contrary. This misrepresentation continues to this day. In U.S. foreign policy, facts are not part of the analysis. And the most important fact that's overlooked by Washington Post and the Russophobic members of the U.S. government is that it is an act of insanity to call for more punishment and more pressure on a country with a powerful military and strategic nuclear capability whose military high command and government have already concluded that Washington is preparing a surprise nuclear attack. Now, is everybody following me here? Now, you want to ratchet up the suck the vinyl off the chair scenario here? This is it. Now, are Washington Post editors trying to bring on nuclear Armageddon? If there was any intelligence present in the Washington Post, the newspaper would be urging that President Trump immediately call President Putin with reassurance and arrange the necessary meetings to defuse the situation. Instead, the utterly stupid editors urge actions that can only raise the level of tension. It should be obvious, even with the Washington Post morons, that Russia is not going to just sit there, shaking in its boots, and wait for the Washington attack. Putin has issued many warnings about the West's rising threat to Russian security. He has said that Russia will never again fight a war on its own territory. He has said that the lesson he has learned is that if a fight is unavoidable, strike first. He's also said that the fact that no one hears his warning makes the situation even more dangerous. And folks, let me tell you something. With the Russians fighting the Nazis in World War II, millions dead. Now, that was supposedly fighting for the Soviet Union. Let's not talk about Uncle Joe's removal of some 50 to 60 million Russians that he didn't like, that he had killed off in a gulag. Okay? At any rate. Now, as the prostitute media is incapable of reason, I will do their job for them. I call for an immediate face-to-face meeting between Trump and Putin at Reykjavik. Cold War II, begun by Clinton, George Bush, and Obama, must be ended now. By the way, on Fox News today, and I don't make up the news and I don't write their script, I only report on some of the things that they say, that some person had the unmitigated gall to come out and say, you know, President Putin and President Trump ought to sit down and have a face-to-face. Well, there's a good idea. But the neocon asshats in Washington, let's sanction them even more. Let's punish them. Punish them for what? How many months has it been with all the innuendo and all the digging around? Guess what? Vladimir Putin didn't involve himself with the election of anybody in his country. But we sure have messed around the periphery of Russia, haven't we? Ergo, the Ukraine. So where, he asked the question here, so where is President Trump? Why is the President of the United States unable to rise to the challenge? Why isn't he the man Ronald Reagan was? Is it, as David Stockman says, that Trump is incapable of anything except tweeting? Why hasn't President Trump long ago ordered all intercepts of Russian chatter gathered, declassified, and made public? And why hasn't Mr. Trump launched a criminal prosecution against John Brennan, Susan Rice, Comey, and the rest of the hit squad that's trying to destroy him? And why has Trump disarmed himself with an administration chosen by the Russophobes and Israel? That's the question I've been asking. As David Stockman writes, Trump is up against a deep state, Democrat, neocon, mainstream media prosecution and has no chance of survival short of an aggressive offense maneuver against those working to destroy him. But there's no Trump offensive because the man is clueless about what he's doing in the White House and is being advised by the coterie of amateurs and nincompoops. So he has no action plan except to impulsively reach for his Twitter account. Our president twitters while he and Earth itself are pushed toward destruction. Now, that's a little harsher than I would have put it, Ron. I don't think the man's an idiot. But he had no political connections, had no to speak of. And I'm talking not about contributions and, you know, things of that nature. I'm not talking about campaign contributions here. I'm talking about a man that did not run into Washington circles, which is a whole new circus unto itself. He was an outsider, came into Washington, he talked to the American people, got their vote, even though that Hillary had millions and millions of illegal voters out there voting for her. I would say she tried to rig the election. She certainly, along with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, that little gem out of Florida, certainly rigged it against Bernie Sanders. And that's a sad commentary unto itself, that Bernie Sanders posed a threat to Hillary Clinton. An openly avowed socialist could have had a chance of running against Donald Trump rather than Hillary Clinton. Is that not a scary scenario, Ron?
That is. But, I have to give kudos to President Trump. Using tweets, unlike any other president before him, he actually subdued the media on it.
He did.
So I mean, the man's a genius at advertising, getting his points across.
Yeah, but he's not such a genius in the help he's been picking.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
And I'll know that Donald Trump is serious when he throws his daughter out on her well-rounded keister, along with his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Kushner, I have, and I cannot prove this, this is only a guess on my part, but have you heard Jared Kushner in any in-depth interviews, Ron?
No, I haven't.
They won't let this guy near a microphone. And it's starting to turn up that there's a foundation that this guy's gotten millions and millions of dollars in their little charitable foundation. How does this happen? And is this shades of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation? We don't know. But I can tell you this much. There's no microphones put in Jared Kushner's face because I got about 104 questions I would like to ask him myself. But we won't get this out of the lapdog and trained communists that are running our media in this country. I mean, I think once Donald Trump realizes what he is up against, if this man will use the very platform that they have used to keep us dumb and propagandized, and the President of the United States wanted to do, say, a 20 or 30 minute State of the Union every month. Remember during the last Depression, what was his name? Franklin Delano Roosevelt used to have fireside chats. This is when we had radio, no TV, folks. But regularly he would get up and speak to the American people, because he knew that was the most effective way for his propaganda to reach the American people. Well, Trump could do a 180 on propaganda and go straight to the American people with the truth, if he's willing and capable of speaking it. And I'm gonna say this again. The number one thing, okay, we're talking about tax reform. Really? How do you do tax reform with a government that's broke? How do you do tax reform knowing that you're on the hook for $150 trillion plus to the bankster gangsters? How are we going to add jobs when these clowns have taken all the investment dollars, sucked them right out of the economy exactly the way they did it after the 1929 crash? And oh, by the way, on Fox Business, they're predicting a 40% stock market crash. When? I don't know. Just watch the second hand on your watch. Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed.
Hi, John.
Yes.
I don't want to interrupt too much because you've got the dialogue. I think you're about saying it. I just wanted to say I know the pledge drive is officially still on, right?
Yeah, and I'm glad you asked that question, Ed, but go ahead and finish what you were going to say.
Well, I've got a check for it. It should be here by the end of the week for you. I usually wait a few months and send it my contributions in clumps, you know, maybe a couple hundred here. I sent $400, and I'm hoping you'll have it by Thursday.
Did you hear that, folks? And I just read, did you hear that nice little letter that I wrote to this retired woman, Susan, that sent in $300? Did you hear that one? Ed?
Yeah, I did. And, okay. And the fact is that what's hitting home with me is just what you're saying. If you turn on the radio one day on RBN and you're not there, this is the place. This is the place. Mr. Hankley up here in Idaho says, RBN, the one, the only. Because it's two-way talk. Information can get out. I believe that they're monitoring RBN.
Ed, that's not a guess. That is a given. That is a given.
Yes. Yes, it is. And they know all the important dialogue gets out here. Not that all of it's 100% right. It doesn't matter. The bulk of it is. The massive bulk of it is. And, you know, it does make me wonder, though, just before I go here, John.
Well, Ed, wait a minute, Ed. You didn't know that I could walk on water as well? Wasn't there somebody else? And let me see, could walk on. You know, but I have to wait till it gets to below 32 degrees. And I have to wait a while before I can walk on that water.
Well, you know, the two organizations I predominantly support financially and what I can do, American Free Press Newspaper, they were there from the beginning. Willis Cardo, I've often said you're the new Willis Cardo because this is the active Patriot Center right now. And it does make me wonder, John, you know, when I promote you on a different station or areas to try to get you out, I always say the man who founded InfoWars and the Genesis. And that does perk people up. They say, well, how come we haven't heard of him? I said, well, he founded them.
Well,
and they had a party of the ways.
Alex would never admit that. He goes out of his way to conveniently forget that. He got his first national exposure on Republic Radio International.
Exactly. And, you know, they say never forget where you came from. I know he's forgot on so many levels. All we can hope from him is that he's getting some truth out, a percentage of the truth out, even if he doesn't want to connect the dots to the Zio media and to what you're saying there. So I just, like I said, the support needs to be there financially, and I hope a lot of my fellow listeners. I got thinking, you know, one can have money in the bank, one can have gold hidden here and there, but if everything does fall apart, it's going to be useless.
Ed, slow your roll here a little bit because you're making some very fine points, but let me interject. You're not interrupting the flow here. This is an important call that you've made to this network because there's several points that I'd like to illustrate off of what you're saying here. And it is true. It is not popular for any talk show host or any network to identify the real communist. Okay, the ones that started the World Bank, that created the New World Order, the people that control our media, the people that brag that they control all the politics going on in Washington, they don't want to tell you that most of the Jews in this country are socialist, and they can give a rat's rear end of who runs the government just as long as they're continued to allow to do business. You know, and especially in New York, over the inflated Mr. Rhodes started the diamond kind of industry. You know, little sparkly pieces of rock that they continue to price, overprice, if you will. So, and I've made this statement before, Ed, we are witnessing this grand play in front of God and all his people, but the back row is reserved for the authors of this play. And they're sitting there laughing their butts off right now. Because what they have successfully done is turn Christian against Islam and Islam against Christianity. And these are the fakers. And I get what you say about Willis Cardo and American Free Press. I have not compromised, nor will I compromise. People have told me right to my face, Ed. People have told me right to my face that, you know, you could do a lot more business if you weren't picking on the Jews. And let me tell you something here, folks. Jewish, I don't care if you're a Buddhist, if you're a Jew. I don't care if you're a Catholic. I don't care if you're a Baptist. I don't care if you belong to some coterie out of Sri Lanka. I don't care. Whatever your belief system is, that's fine with me. That's okay with me. I'm not going to try to change your belief system. But what I will tell you is that Zionism is the political arm of this bastardized version of the Jew. Ed, even in Israel right now, there's great consternation. They're seeing with the Likud party and what's being done, and they're going, wait a minute here. Do we have to keep killing Palestinians? Do we have to, you know, what are you doing running around claiming your victim status when you've got loads of money and you got loads of nuclear weapons? You're not under any direct threat from anybody in the Middle East. I mean, it's this continual crap that they keep putting out there, but I will not compromise it. I have watched talk show host after talk show host, website after website. They will get up there and put the Islamic propaganda right in your face. They have conveniently forgot who runs the New World Order and who wants the ultimate control.
Absolutely. Absolutely, John. Your show is indispensable. The other shows are critical. Mike Ribeiro and different shows, Spangola. But without your show as the true anchorman to kind of synthesize it all together and synchronize it, this is so important, this dialogue. And what you said about Israelis, the Israeli Jew, the average Israeli Jew, their standard of living has not suffered, John. They're making good money off of the U.S. Treasury.
I know.
Subsidizing them.
I know.
So they're not feeling the pinch. They're not taking in refugees and whatnot. They're about bastardizing the rest of the world, primarily white Europe and the United States and Canada and Australia.
And you know I'm all for diversity, but let the Jews stay in Israel. Let the Syrians stay in Syria. Let the Iranians stay in Iran. Let the Iraqis stay in Iraq. I love diversity. I really, truly do. I don't want the world coming. I don't want the world coming to me. I want to go visiting the world.
Yeah, John, you just kind of in your own way reiterated the Bible, the nations according to Genesis 10. Everybody in their place, a place for everybody, and everybody in their place. You know, some people can move here and there. That's always been allowed, but. This is about taking down the white majority of America by bringing in Somalis and what have you.
Well, and, but
this
it,
is
but
about
it,
a checkerboard.
It, okay,
game.
But let me caution you on something here. When you say those words in that context, well, obviously you're anti-Semitic. Obviously you're a white supremacist. And I'm not saying that you are, but this is the way this comes across to a lot of people. Because if you dare say anything about the white race in this country being obliterated by the multiculturalism that's going on right now, well, Ed, don't you know that qualifies as being a racist?
Absolutely.
Here's the difference, and this is what I've tried to tell people over the years. Do not use the rhetoric that's so easily connected into the propagandized mind of Americans. Change the vernacular up. Change the approach. You're talking to me and the listenership to this network, so they know better. But in general, when you start talking about the white race being obliterated, automatically, boom, to the unsuspecting or the uneducated, oh, well, you're a racist. You're a white supremacist. Weren't you kind of like that Randy Weaver Bob or whatever the hell his name was out there in that little cabin that killed all those feds? Wasn't he a white supremacist too? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. In fact, there's an angle on Scalise, the shooting of Scalise.
Bingo.
Was he targeted because he was with David Duke at a couple of different rallies?
No. It wasn't David Duke. Why I believe that man was shot was because he was getting ready to open up Mac Daddy case here on the pedophilia rings in this country.
Very interesting, because I've contended that the firing of General Flynn, Michael Flynn, was because apparently he was, according to a lot of the good research that Herzog has done, he was a driving force, John, behind getting out Podesta-gate and that whole Pizzagate scandal. And I thought, this is about time, because Senator John DeCamp, who many of us here promoted locally in Utah, Senator John DeCamp and the late Ted Gunderson, with the Franklin cover-up book, started exposing this decades ago.
Yeah. And DeCamp, you know, I used to get phone calls from DeCamp and Gunderson sometimes in the middle of the night that they were going to do some investigation, and they'd give me a location saying, if anything happens, you know where to look for the bodies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Ed, what you're describing here is more dangerous than being treasonous in this country, more dangerous to a politician to be a child molester or whatever the case may be. This will end a political career faster than you can say Rumpelstiltskin.
Well, you know,
before
they say Trump is famous for the left hook and he's coming in for a counter punch, I hope that is part of that counter punch, because he did not, you heard his voice, it was shaking a bit. He did not want to fire General Flynn.
No.
And he was saying that he's a good man. I've never seen a firing like that. It would look like a hiring rather than a firing. And he didn't want to do it. I hope that is part of that counterpunch that he's going to...
Well, I'm going to know the man is serious when he throws his daughter and her husband out of the White House.
There you go.
You know, I know. At any rate, Ed, thank you so much for your call, and I really appreciate your contribution to the network.
No problem. It's as much for me and people like me as it is for you, John.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. And as other people out there are self-destructing, we are going to maintain course. Your Captain Stat here has a firm grasp on the wheel, and we will continue. The only problem is, Ron, and I warned people when we did this pledge drive, I said this cannot drag out too long. Well, it's drug out for 2 months. Our fixed cost to the network is about $11,000 a month. What's 2 times $11,000, Ron?
$22,000.
Okay, so we've been doing this pledge drive for damn near going on 2 months. The 1st of July will be 2 months, and we've taken in about $17,000. So we're already working a deficit on this month, and I knew this was going to happen. I absolutely knew it was going to happen, and I warned people, you know, don't dawdle with your contributions. Let's get this pledge drive done. Let's get it done now. Give me some breathing space here. Michael Herzog, by the way, will be live on the air tonight. I'm going to give him a bottle of 5-hour energy. The man has had no sleep in the last 24 hours, but he's going to be live from the studios here at Republic for at least the next week and a half. He'll be live tonight. But, you know, I was talking to Michael about this as well, and he's done his level best to support this network, and I'll let him tell the story about the IT guy if he wants to. What a nightmare to bring qualified help into this network, damn near, but we found another liar in the bush out there, presenting himself as being something that he was not. Sad. In this world, Rome is burning down, folks. Haven't you seen the congressional thing on either side of the seat there in the House? It's the fasci. We're in modern-day Rome. At any rate, Rob from... is this what he said? My next caller is Rob from Illinois. It's on my caller screen. Rob from broke-ass Illinois. Hold on, Rob. We'll take your phone call here in a minute. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, Captain Stat, if you will, at the helm of Republic Broadcasting Network with Ron McDonald on with me today. Take the short top of the hour break. We'll be back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.